good country music. It's still around. You just have to look for it. And you found it. This is Hurtin' for Real. Thanks for stopping by. Well, it's the end of the month. The hurts of the month. That's what I do, usually, near the end of the month. And we've got a lot of good new music. Thanks to all the bands and labels who sent so much good stuff. Yeah, we're going to be hearing some Turnpike Troubadours. We've got some new music from the Skydiggers. Some Tom Russell. Some Whitney Rose. Some Broomsticks and Hammers. Lots of good stuff. And it's new. It's the Hurts of the Month on Hurtin' for Real. Let's get started. Okay, the hurts of the month. Yeah, it's new stuff, good stuff, and I'm going to do, I think, three parts to this show. There's a lot of good records I have that I would like to share with you. And the first one is by the Turnpike Troubadours. Now, they are from Oklahoma. They started doing this thing in 2005. And they've just released, looks like their fifth record. It's called A Long Way From Your Heart. And, you know, I listen to a lot of radio shows online and on the radio. And a lot of DJs are saying that this one will probably end up on their best of 2017 shows. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's called, like I say, A Long Way From Your Heart. These are the Turnpike Troubadours, and we're going to hear two from them, starting with this one. It's called The House Fire on Hurtin' for Real.
I remember smelling smoke. I woke up, I was choking. Lori grabbed the baby and we made it safe outside. She never missed a note. Took a breath and cleared her throat and wrapped him in a Carhartt coat. She found out in my ride. Next thing I remember, I was barefoot in December.
I feel this burning.
been blessed. I can make more out of less. I can get my rest in any bed that I lay.
Well, how about that? The Turnpike Troubadours, they are. They're from Oklahoma. That song there, The Winding Stair Mountain Blues. And yeah, it's good to have them back. Yeah, a lot of people are fans of the Turnpike Troubadours, myself included. And I decided to make their new record, A Long Way From Your Heart, one of the hurts of the month. Got an album from the Skydiggers. They just go by Skydiggers. There's no the in their name. And I've been a fan of Skydiggers for a long time. They've just released their ninth studio record. However, they've got lots of other stuff. They've got, an EP. They've got some retrospectives. They've got a lot of things that they've been involved with. But their new record is really special. It's called Warmth of the Sun. Skydiggers are made up of Andy Mays, Josh Finlayson, Ron Macy, Michael Johnston, Noel Webb, and Jesse Bell Smith. And this one here, it's a really good record. You know, I kind of like their earlier stuff, that stuff that came along when they started out back in the 1990s. Ooh, that was really special to me. But it's really cool to have the Skydiggers producing such good music, after some 27 years. Yeah. We are going to hear a song called When You're on a Roll. Their new record is called Warmth of the Sun. Some Skydiggers on Hurtin' for Real.
Don't you know the good things just come easy? Everything I touch seems to turn to gold. Even my missteps are coming up roses. It's like you can't do nothing wrong when you're on a roll. I spend my whole life chasing down prospects of things that were never meant to be. And every time I heard opportunity knocking, another door slammed shut on me. Seems like hidden hands are pulling strings, rearranging everything. The losing card was getting kind of old. Don't you know the good things just come easy? Everything I touch seems to turn to gold. Even my missteps are coming up roses. It's like you can't do nothing wrong when you're on. Such a thing as luck at all. I wound up on the path of least resistance. Started on my knee, but now I'm walking tall. Seems like hidden hands are pulling strings, rearranging everything. Was getting kind of old. Don't you know the good things just come easy? Everything I touch seems to turn to gold.
Oh, their sound is unmistakable, isn't it? That is Skydiggers. They're out of Toronto. They've got a new record out. It's called The Warmth of the Sun. And that track there is called An Apology. Yeah, good stuff there from Skydiggers. Like I say, they're out of Toronto. A big hi to my niece and nephew who are from Toronto. Yeah. Hi, Simona. Hi, Ezio. Hope you two are doing all right. Anyways, thinking about you over here in Western Canada. Absolutely. Well, if you are a fan of good country music, you probably know who Dori Freeman is. She put out an album last year. She also put out her first in 2011. And I played her one, her self-titled one that she released in 2016. I played that quite a bit. She has a new record out now. It's called Letters Never Read. And yeah, just a year later, she's got another one out. And once again, it is produced by Teddy Thompson. And this one here is just fine. Her name is Dori Freeman. This track is called If I Can Make You My Own. No, If I Could Make You My Own. And yeah, I just think the world of Dori Freeman. I think you'll like this song. Like I say, some Dori Freeman on Hurtin' For Real.
My pride, I would give you the rip from my side. I would promise to love and abide if I could make you my own. I would keep you away from all harm. I would shelter you from all alarm. I'd delight in the glow of your charm if I could make you my own. On high, I'll whisper not one sad goodbye if I could make you my own. Oh, if I could make you my own. Oh, the rivers and seas may churn. Oh, the flowers and leaves may turn. I need never to grieve and yearn if I could make you my own. I'm so tired of working every day.
I told you that was good. That is Dori Freeman. She's from Galax, Virginia. Is it Galax? I don't know how to pronounce that. G-A-L-A-X, whatever the pronunciation of her hometown. She's really good. She's got a new record out. It's called Letters Never Read, produced by Teddy Thompson. And that track there, I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight. And I've decided to make Dori Freeman's new record, one of the hurts of the month. Well, you are listening to Hurtin' For Real. My name is Brian, and remember, if you ever want to connect with me on Twitter, well, that's possible. I'm learning the Twitter, and it's at Hurtin' For Real. Yeah, at Hurtin' For Real. No G, no apostrophe. And I'm starting to get followers. Yes, musicians, listeners, people who I have no idea who you are, but I'm glad you're along for the ride. Thank you. At Hurtin' For Real on Twitter. Well, one of my favorite parts of doing this show is making discoveries. Yeah, bands that I've never played before, that I've never heard before, and one of them is Broomsticks and Hammers. Now, they are from London, Ontario, and they've got a new record out. It's called Mirror Box, and I wish I had discovered these guys earlier because they're really good. Yeah, I'm going to play a song that's kind of Stompin' Tom-ish, Stompin' Tom-esque. Yeah, whatever. It's a good one. It's called LTJ. This band is called Broomsticks and Hammers. Here you go.
Got the reason.
And the East Coast is sorrowful for its forgotten sun. There's no hockey night tonight, no one's stomping on the floor, nobody's heading out west, all in Mark's cargo. Ray's got the ring, Luke's guitar's gone. The East Coast is like Sudbury, lost without a song. The East Coast is like Sudbury, lost without a song.
Mama bought it for you.
Man, does she even know where it's at?
Sticks and Hammers. They're from London, Ontario, and that song there is about Moberg. It's called Moberg. Yeah, Moberg. He was a member, he still is, of The Pursuit of Happiness, a wonderful band out of Canada, and I met Moberg many, many, many years ago. Yeah, he came to Kamloops to a little college pub. And there was a woman there who insisted that I meet Moberg. She had a connection. And I said, no, I don't want to bother him. And she insisted, and it was very awkward for all those involved. Yeah, sorry, Mo. Anyways, good song there by Broomsticks and Hammers. Yeah, I'll have to play some more songs off of their new record down the road. Yeah. Tom Russell. Tom Russell's one of my favorites, yeah. Tom has put out two records this year. He did a tribute to Ian and Sylvia that he released, yeah, earlier this year, a really good tribute record of some kind of more lesser-known songs from Ian and Sylvia. He's also released a second one, and I made the Ian and Sylvia tribute, the Hurt of the Week, earlier in the year, but I'm going to make Tom's new album one of the Hurts of the Month. It's called Folk Hotel, and that's what it is. It's folk songs. You know, he's kind of a folk singer. He's a country singer. He's a rock singer. He does a lot of kind of stuff. And we're going to hear a song called Leaving El Paso. Yeah, pretty much everything Tom Russell does is good. And I'm thrilled we have two really good records to enjoy from Tom this year. Okay, Tom Russell on Hurtin' For Real.
Adios, my friend. We're leaving El Paso. All the Rio Grande's gone bone dry, and all the stories have been told. We're heading up north now, up the Jornada del Muerto, on the trail of the conquistadors, toward the Santa Fe sound. Say goodbye to those Mexican women down at the H&H Car Wash Cafe. Are they huevos rancheros and that red enchilada plate? Where the mountain lion walked in one day, so thirsty for water, they say. But the cops took him down inside the car wash front gate. So it's adios, my friends. We're leaving El Paso. All the Rio Grande's gone bald and dry, and all the stories have been told. We're hooking it up north now, up the Jornada del Muerto, following the conquistadors to the Santa Fe Sound. Hey, you remember that old cowboy song about Rose's Cantina? Around the jukebox of Rose's, we sang it loud, we sang it long, staring up at Mount Cristo Rey, where the cowboy rode down to his fate to die in the arms of Felina. Man, that was a hell of a song. So it's adios, my friends. We're leaving El Paso. All the Rio Grande's gone bone dry, and all the stories been told. We're hooking it up north now, up the Jornada del Muerto, on the trail of the conquistador head, toward the Santa Fe sun, following the dry old Rio Bravo, toward the Santa Fe sun. Goodbye, old pain, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Well, it's 10 below 0, he's 40 miles outside of town, on a ranch with 3 old longhorns about to give up
ghost and lie down. And he's got 5 head of horses, not one of them younger than 10. He says if I sold off and left him, I wouldn't be much of a man. Now every morning past coffee, he walks up that long gravel road to a stone house where his guitar sits waiting for stories to get told. And he stares out the window at a wild winter running her courses. He says, I bet it's warm down in Santa Fe, but I'll never leave these old horses. You know, love comes and goes, and it rocks and it rolls, and it spins you around and around. When you reach the sad edge of love, sometimes you gotta jump off, build new wings on your way back down. And after 84 years, kid, it's too late to second guess choices. That's the way it played out. Me, I won't leave these old horses. Now the Santa Fe sundown sheds a warm, red, mystical light. But he's froze to the bone in Alberta, but he won't quit the fight. And one old rugged leg hawk circles lower, and the old man hears voices. Says, I'm crazy as hell, boys, but I'll never leave these old horses. You know, love comes and goes, and it rocks and it rolls you, and it spins you around and around. And when you reach the sad edge of love, sometimes you jump off, build new wings on the way back down. After 84 years, kid, it's too late to second guess your choices. Don't slam the door when you leave, kid. Me, I'll stay here with these horses. Close the gate down on the main road. Leave me here with these horses. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a leaving Cheyenne.
Tom Russell. The second of two albums that he released this year. That one's called Folk Hotel, and that song, I'll Never Leave These Old Horses. Oh, that's a good song. Yeah, absolutely. Tom Russell. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight one more album, then we're going to do a part two. Yeah, there's too much good music to have just 1 hour of music. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple of tracks from Whitney Rose. Yeah, do you know Whitney? She's from Prince Edward Island, and earlier this year she released an EP called South Texas Sweet, and then she released, a little later on, an album called Rule 62, and it's produced by Raoul Mallow. Yeah, and it's got some wonderful musicians on it. I mean, Kenny Vaughn shows up, Chris Scruggs, Paul Deacon of the Mavericks, Aaron Till of Asleep at the Wheel. First of all, the album sounds really good. Second of all, these are some really good songs, and Whitney has a hell of a voice too. Oh, by the way, Rule 62, don't take yourself too damn seriously. Good advice. All right. To end off part one of The Hurts of the Month, some Whitney Rose on Hurtin' for Real.
I know.
Comes of my life, it's already